Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We're going to jump into the Bubba Wallace situation. So the FBI, okay. Bubba Wallace is the only full-time black NASCAR driver. Mm-hmm. And he was the one who 2 weeks ago was saying, look, the Confederate flag, that's get that out of here. That's ridiculous and it's hurtful and racist and I don't want to see that. And NASCAR went, all right, that's it. It's banned. So over the weekend, on Sunday, as they were there to do the Talladega, the Geico 500 or something, the report was there was a noose found in this garage that he was assigned to. The FBI has ended its investigation into the noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage stall at Talladega. And I will say that so after news of the noose broke, when his car was brought out to the line, to the starting line, everybody from every garage stall there, every crew, every team, they all walked with him. So there were if dozens, they're saying, but it looked like hundreds to me.
It was an amazing moment.
It was beautiful.
It brought a tear to my eye to see him out front of all of the people with all the support. It was awesome. I appreciated it. I don't know, you know, there's obviously NASCAR fans who are still unhappy they can't bring their flag or whatever.
Well, they managed to fly it over the top of the racetrack with
them. I know.
Right, so it was nice. It was a great show of solidarity and support for someone who's worked hard to be on that team and was facing, you know, what sounded like just out-and-out racism. Like, that's horrible mm-hmm. to hear. So the FBI has concluded that no federal crime was committed because they found video proving that the noose was in the garage as early as October of last year and that the garage was only assigned to Bubba last week. NASCAR itself issued a statement saying it turned out to be a garage door pull rope, which was fashioned into a noose, almost like a handhold, like you'd be able to put your hand mm-hmm. through it and pull it. So it wasn't a hate crime targeted at Bubba, but it's still, you know, it doesn't look good. NASCAR says they're keeping the investigation open on their end to figure out why the noose was there. The Wood Brothers racing team had that stall a year ago, and a team member recalled seeing it, but the Wood Brothers say we weren't personally aware of the noose until this week. They've been assisting the investigation. I want to make clear here that Bubba was not the one who reported this. He's also not the one who saw it. In fact, he had said, I've only seen this in a photograph. I was told that this had happened. So someone on his team or whatever sees this and mm-hmm. freaks out.
Good. They were hopefully their concern was for him.
Absolutely.
And that's good. And so they were in the right place where that goes.
Unfortunately for Bubba, what's happened is people are crying Jussie Smollett. So, and if you've been looking at this at all, there's a lot of people saying this guy's trying to get publicity. This guy, you know, as though this was something that Bubba planned for himself to boost his stock, which I, you know, and he's pissed, obviously. Last night he was on CNN and said, I'm pissed that people are suggesting the whole thing was a hoax and that I was somehow involved. He was, let's see. He says, whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose. He said, I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity. So he was talking to Don Lemon last night on CNN. See if I can find any more quotes from him in this. He said, it was a noose. Whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I'm saying. In a statement posted to his Twitter earlier this week, he said, the act of racism and hatred leaves me incredibly saddened. But vowed that the incident will not break me. I will not give in, nor will I back down. He said, it will piss me off, though, absolutely. That only fuels the competitive drive in me to shut everybody up.
Well, so, and with history in mind and in context, yes, a noose is something
a horrific thing.
I wouldn't notice at all. He would. There's a reason for that. It's, you have to, you know, it has to be put in context, and then it's absolutely a hate crime. So the fact that it's, you know, some white boys who were, you know, the previous garage occupants used that and thought nothing of it, it means something different to a black American. And so, you know, it got reported. They checked it out. Okay, we move on. And it sucks that he has to deal with that. But I do also believe he's on the right side of things at this moment. And,
absolutely. And I think the procession that was, that took him up to the thing, with noose or no, that was, you know, certainly they were showing support, especially after a Confederate flag was flown over the top of the raceway. And I think that no matter what the reason for it, it was an incredible show of goodwill and solidarity and support.
Absolutely.
So I hate to think that this is going to devolve into something where people are accusing this guy of some kind of hoax.
It's a good time for him to get some kind of counseling just to help him maintain a good, positive show on the outside so that he doesn't find himself blowing up in certain, as he's being instigated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because as he's saying, he's pissed.
Right.
Moving on to COVID-19.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite pandemic. There's a top-ranked tennis stud by the name of Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, he's good.
He's also got COVID-19. This is after staging a series of exhibition matches in Serbia and Croatia in order to benefit people who are suffering from this disease. It's like the irony. The other three players who took part also have the virus. Grigor Dimitrov, Borna Koric, and Viktor Troicki.
They, from, I'm sorry, finish
go
the
ahead.
Story.
No,
no because I might be about to say something you already have right in front of you. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you the rest of this. So Novak admitted, I'm a complete bonehead. We believe the tournament met all health protocols. We were wrong. It was too soon. He's saying he's sorry for each individual case and hopes that it doesn't complicate anyone's personal health situation. So the matches were meant to raise money for people affected by the pandemic, but the stands were packed, which is crazy. And the players freely interacted with the fans and with each other. They were also spotted at nightclubs and restaurants, and all four people have tested positive. And
that's what was on ESPN yesterday, was that these guys took no precautions. No one wore masks. They all took pictures. They all hugged each other. So it was, you know, here
what,
they
we're
are.
We're all healthy. Don't worry about it. Come raising here. Come in for a hug. Bring it in.
COVID. And meanwhile, you know, and the idea that they
disregarding everything
that they, from what I heard, the idea that he's saying they thought they met protocols, that's a pile of horse, you know what?
Oh, really? Because he's saying, oh no, we took all precautions.
Did you, were you wearing a mask?
No, we weren't wearing a mask. No.
Right. Did you hug the other contestants or the other?
That is not okay.
No, none of the stuff you guys did is okay.
Well, I thought it was
dingbat.
Okay. I enjoyed it though. It was a good day. We all have COVID, though. Major League Baseball. Are you going to talk about Major League Baseball? You want me to skip this?
No, do it.
It
doesn't matter
happening.
Which side of the show it comes up on. Let's just get to it all.
It happens that everybody wants to play. I don't know how this is going to work, Vinny. Like four more people from the Phillies organization, two players, two behind-the-scenes people just tested positive, too. Like, so what, they're out? Like, how are we going to do this? The league's owners voted to implement a 60-game season that would begin around July 24th. The union agreed to report to camps by July 1st. There are some details to be worked out regarding health and safety protocols, which were the sticking point part of it, because there was money, too, as we were leading up to this. But they're saying, okay, we'll do it. What do you make of this?
I don't.
Thoughts,
I don't,
please.
Well, I don't know what to say for sure. I do know that as I've been watching the discussions about the NFL compared to baseball, compared to basketball, they all have different situations almost completely, other than the fact that they're sports. So, with baseball, and you're not going to have anyone in the stands, you can be better spaced. Mm-hmm. You still have a dugout. You still, I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle all that, but you do, as far as being out on the field, you have more space than, say, a basketballer. They're on each other a lot.
So physically that's touching and covering.
Right. So that's, and football has another culture problem, which hasn't really been discussed, but These are he-men. These are dudes who break a leg and say, tape me up. I got to go out, you know, get back out there. They get a concussion and they call it, oh, I rung my bell, and then they go back out and play more. So I don't think any of them, we'll see how it goes, but I've heard that, like, even Tom Brady had the COVID and was still out practicing. Like, they just, you know, they're sort of like a cold. We're not stopping for a cold. Our sport, you know, demands more of us than that. So I don't know how it's going to go. I do think people want it to work. I do believe
That's for sure. People want their sports. I know it's...
So they're going to try their hardest, and I'm going to watch. And I hope that I get to see the Giants win some games. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's, you know, wish them luck. I mean, this is, it looks like it's about to start. Training starts July 1st, and the first game would be, you know, right around the end of July.
The idea that these guys aren't going to spit, or these guys, like, that's all ridiculous to me. I just don't, that's what they do. So I don't see how that's going to work, but.
Yeah.
I mean, can you make a guy, like, what? You give him one more, well, yellow card for spitting, and then you yank him the next time? I mean, I don't see how that...
I don't... Well, look, I mean, they're going to have to figure it all out, and maybe there will be penalties for that kind of thing. It just seems like, you know... And they, supposedly they're going to be in a bubble, right? They're part of the bubble people thing.
That's a much bigger... It's not nearly as controllable as the the basketball thing is the closest to a controlled environment you're going to get. And still they're saying, yeah, but the employees won't be in the bubble.
Right.
The employees will go home. And I don't mean employees of the teams. I mean employees of that park.
Sure.
At Disneyland or wherever they're doing this.
And the people working in the hotels and feeding them. And, you know, they're not all in a bubble too. And then even if they were in a bubble, they're still outside influence. It's really a tough one. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Well, I've got a story on Segway in the news. I'm going to try and, you know, bounce around and do some other stuff than COVID because we've sort of covered that. So we'll do the Segways going away and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.